You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with The Legal Corner, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Catherine Delson, who is an attorney and founder of Delson Consulting Group, a firm specializing in intellectual property. Catherine is the author of Entrepreneur Initiative, being published through Tate Publishing. Catherine, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Likewise. Thanks for joining us. So first of all, let's start with telling us a little bit about you and your background.
I guess I'll start from the beginning. I grew up in Haiti. I came here in my teenage years. And when I got here, I was fascinated with the infrastructure that you have in America for entrepreneurship, for so many different aspects, for personal life, personal development, lifelong learning. All these things were really new and foreign to me, and I wanted to be a part of some processes that allowed me to take advantage of that. So really, at an early age, I really grasped towards learning as much as I can and really making myself part of this sustainable society that you've built here in America. And with that, I did a lot towards getting my degree in psychology, eventually going to law school, and starting my own journey of entrepreneurship, which has been so rewarding to me, not without hardship, but rewarding to me in the sense that I'm thankful for the opportunities that have been given. And, I mean, to be fair, it's not quite over yet. The journey is ongoing, but I'm thankful that I've gotten as far as I've gotten in my life.
Well, tell me about your book, Entrepreneur Initiative. You're certainly in the right place to talk about that.
Well, certainly. So this book is really a passion that I have for entrepreneurship. And really, I felt that I have been given so many opportunities. Many people have opened doors to me. And actually, in some instances, they've shut doors to me. But regardless of how those things turned out, they really ushered me in a particular path. And the path of entrepreneurship is one that is so specific and can be so unique to an individual that I felt compelled to write about a specific way of looking at entrepreneurship. So in the book, it's not so much about, you know, self-glorification, about here's what I've done. It's more about what are the mental blocks that you need to overcome, taking care of that aspect of it, and then what are the stages of entrepreneurship and how you can build a successful business that is not necessarily tied to the generic concepts of let me just go do this, go get a restaurant started because that's what's going to make me money, but what is it that you are naturally gifted to create, and that is what you build a business around. And for example, my firm, Delson Consulting Group, is an example of such a business. We're the only firm that marries legal consulting with management consulting. So traditionally, you have to go to a management consulting firm, and then you go to a law firm. When I thought about my skill sets and my strength working for, you know, consulting for Genentech and my legal skill set that I required going to Golden Gate School of Law, I thought, well, this is, well, how do I marry the two of them? That's what makes me passionate, and that also gives me a competitive edge for my business because I'm doing something that's not being done. And to be fair, not everyone has to create something that's never been done. But the reality is your chances and likelihood of success increases exponentially when you're doing a business that is tied to your core skill set and natural talents and abilities.
With all that information, I certainly would like to hear your entrepreneurial journey.
Well, I'll tell you my humble beginnings. For me, it's not so much when you go out there and get a business license that the journey starts. I think the journey starts when you have that place in your mind where you set your mind to going against the norm and doing something different. And for me, at a young age, when I was a teenager, my parents would give me my lunch money, which, you know, I hope the listeners are not going to judge me on this. So they gave me my lunch money, and, you know, my sister was very kind. She would always use her lunch money to buy me something and also buy something for herself. So what I started doing is saving my lunch money, right, and never offered to, you know, to share with my sister. No, I started saving my lunch money, and I in turn started using that lunch money to buy little trinkets and things from the store that I would, you know, sell to my friends. So here my sister was taking her lunch money and sharing with me, but I, on the other hand, was taking that. And I'm not saying that this is a great show of sisterhood, but that to me was my first entrepreneurial entry in that realm, where I thought, well, if I have $5, I can buy 5 trinkets, and if I sell it for $1.25, then I'm making a profit. And eventually I learned not to be that way with my sister, but my point was that at that point, even at a young age, I thought I wanted to turn a profit and save my lunch money and use her lunch money, which is not good. But in the long haul, I started with that. I've done many different kind of businesses, online businesses, retail businesses, and things of the sort. And I think my latest creation, Delson Consulting Group, that's really the strongest business that I've built, because it's really built around me. So when I talk about people finding that natural talent, that's something that I had to learn across time. And also, you know, I've had my failures as well. So I'm not sitting here to represent to you that everything I've done has been successful. But I feel that, you know, I've learned from my failures and some of the somewhat successful businesses that I've built. And I want to share that with others.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that with us as well. Now, today we're joined by attorney Catherine Delson and founder of Delson Consulting Group, a firm specializing in intellectual property. Catherine is also the author of Entrepreneur Initiative, being published through Tate Publishing here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Catherine, do you believe that entrepreneurship can be taught?
I believe that the actual innate spirit for entrepreneurship, what I described to you when I was a child and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take my lunch money and use it for something else, that actual spirit, that cannot be taught. However, I believe that you can learn skill sets, you can learn strategies that will make you successful. So does taking a entrepreneurship 101 make you an entrepreneur? No. Does having a business degree, which, by the way, I don't have, make you an entrepreneur? Absolutely not. I do entrepreneurship boot camp, which is being taught in schools. I also do entrepreneurship for teens, which is also being used for high school students. So I do believe that we can set the foundational elements. However, it's not so much that you're teaching them to be entrepreneurs, you more teaching them about harvesting their natural talent. You're helping them tune into themselves and digging in for whatever that disposition that they already have. That's what you're doing. You know, I don't think that you can teach someone how to be an entrepreneur, but you can definitely set them up for success.
If you would tell our listeners where they can purchase Entrepreneur Initiative.
Certainly. So Entrepreneur Initiative, my book, is going to be available. Right now it's available on Tate Publishing's website. We're going to have the worldwide release on August 13th, so it's going to be in Amazon, and we're also negotiating to have it within stores. So anyone that is interested to learn more about Entrepreneur Initiative can go through Tate Publishing website, or they can wait to look it up on Amazon on August 13th.
Very good. And in conclusion, any advice you could lend to the listener that's looking to create their own business? Haven't pulled the trigger yet, but certainly contemplating taking action.
Well, I think the best advice I can give anyone is to really dig within themselves and find that natural talent that they have. When you know what you can bring to the table, then you can do an assessment for how you can bring that forth in a way that solves a problem or answers a need that is out there in the market. So the first step always starts with you. So before you go and start building a business plan, look at you and say, what am I good at? What do I really enjoy? What am I passionate about? And if it's something random, like I love collecting coins, then how do I build a business around it? That is the answer. I think the sooner we get to building businesses that are closely tied to us and our capabilities, the more successful we'll be as a society, and that in turn will also give us that personal satisfaction of knowing that this is what I'm great at, and guess what? I get paid for it. And guess what? I'm solving somebody else's problem with something that I'm naturally capable and gifted to do.
Well said. We have been speaking with attorney Catherine Delson and founder of Delson Consulting Group, a firm specializing in intellectual property. And the website of reference is DelsonConsulting.com. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad I was able to share a little bit about myself and the book. And I hope the listeners out there are able to get something from this interview that they can take away with them.
And we certainly appreciate your joining us and sharing this rich information. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.